And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Corey Sandin, and boy, do we have a great show for you today. From Rancho Leonero in Baja's East Cape, it's Mr. John Ireland. We're going to be looking forward to talking about one of the great places on earth that is right in our backyard. So you stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
If you get back to the launch ramp and need extra power to run your electric tool or charge a battery, your San Diego County Ford dealer has the answer. The Ford F-150 truck now has available Pro Power on board to use your truck as a mobile generator. You will find this amazing feature on the Ford F-150 truck so useful in many different ways. What about powering a fridge or freezer to get your fish home? Visit your San Diego County Ford dealer to learn more. They'll be glad to hook you up.
In America, the future belongs to everyone. So we built the vehicles of the future for everyone. Command the road with built Ford Tough trucks. Gear up and head out in a Ford SUV. Or check out Ford's adventurous new lineup like Bronco, Bronco Sport, and Maverick. Order your perfect truck or SUV built for you by you. Or get big cash back, low APR, and exclusive lease offers at your local Ford stores. Where the future is for everyone.
Filet knives shouldn't be disposable. Introducing AFCO filet knives that are built to last. Designed in collaboration with Boker Germany, AFCO knives feature 4116 German stainless steel, bonded with titanium nitride to ensure optimum corrosion resistance and exceptional edge retention. A non-slip TPR handle maintains a firm grip when processing game fish. Premium in every sense, AFCO filet knives are available in multiple length options to provide the right tool that gets the job done season after season. Filet knives from AFCO. Any fish, any water.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And man, my heart rate's already dropped a couple notches.
Man. We're mellow.
Right? Here. Yeah, we're having a good time heading for Baja.
I love it.
Rancho Leonero. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Pete. Hello, yeah. Corey.
How's everything in mellow land?
Good. I just came up Friday. And it's beautiful down there.
Yeah.
You know, when the wind's not blowing down there, there's nowhere nicer. It's really, really blue skies and highs in about 75, 76 degrees. It's just beautiful.
Yeah.
It really is. Good time to be there.
And so many people are living down there now. I mean, they've discovered that Los Barriles and the areas around Rancho Leonero are just like a paradise, right?
Yeah.
Right next door to us.
Yeah, and, you know, it's interesting because it's actually busier down there in the winter, which is, of course, the hotel's slow time, all the hotel's slow time, the fishing, but all the snowbirds and everybody's in the area. And it's busy down there, and every year it gets busier.
Busier in the winter than it is the summer.
Yeah, it is in town, not for the hotels, not for like Palmas and Rancho Buena Vista and all that, but for, you know, a lot of windsurfers and just a lot of people that come down for that, for the winter months, that, you know, snowbirds from Canada.
Sure.
From the cold climes.
Yeah, and now these little towns have beautiful restaurants and bars.
A lot of restaurants. Yeah. There must be 40 or 50 now in town.
Crazy.
No, it's and some really nice restaurants.
Yeah, a beautiful restaurant. Yeah. Fantastic food. That's the thing about Baja, is that and Mexico in general, is they really take pride in their food, right, Corey? I mean,
absolutely.
You spend a lot of time down there.
I do, and Baja being Marisco's villa, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's from octopus to all the different types of fish. And,
yeah, good food.
Yeah.
And you know, real
cerveza,
wide variety.
Cerveza.
Wide variety. But what's interesting about the East Cape is it's the cost of food is, you know, to dine out is probably one quarter what it is over in Cabo.
Yeah.
In Maine, Cabo, yeah.
And it's only, 60 miles from Cabo?
Actually, it's a little less than that.
Yeah.
I think it's about 40, 45. And, you know, it's an hour. San Jose is about an hour and 10-minute drive. And down into Cabo, down to the Arches, is another 20 minutes, half an hour.
So. But that hour is a completely different world.
Oh, no, it is a different world.
Yeah.
It really, really is. And it's interesting weather-wise and all that. They're completely different. Two completely different weather patterns and everything from between Cabo and the East Cape.
Yeah.
When one's... If it's bad or windy on our side, it'll be very nice in Cabo and or on the other side and vice versa, you know.
Sure.
And then two completely different weather systems.
But a different world in the fact of tourism, like Cabo being the kind of the Vegas trip, right?
Exactly.
I don't really read People magazine and us and all that, but, you know, literally almost every movie star in Hollywood was there for New Year's. It was just unreal. Yeah. And the airport. There was, honestly, there was 100 jets in there.
100 private
most
jets.
Most of them, not the little jets, you know, the big.
The big movie star jets.
Yeah, the 12, 15, 20 passenger jets, the Gulfstreams and all that. It's jammed. There's more jets in there than there are at McCarran in Las Vegas.
Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah, it's, for me, you know, it's really changed.
No thanks.
No.
I don't want that.
Well, no.
I want Rancho Leonardo.
Right, exactly. Yeah. No thanks to the Vegas Strip, right?
Yeah, exactly.
But to have the ranch and the and the margarita and just the beautiful oasis that awaits you with the reef right in front and just the beauty of it all.
No, it's not beautiful. The ranch is beautiful and there's not the it's not as heavily populated as over on the other side. You know, when I first went down in 79, the population of Cabo County was 17,000. Now it's 400,000.
Wow.
What?
Yes, sir.
Oh, wow.
So things have changed.
But that's all south of the airport.
Yeah, you know, pretty much, yeah, but it's coming our way.
It's coming our way.
We're growing, you know.
Yeah, there's no doubt.
Pretty, you know, and it was inevitable.
So let's,
for sure.
We discussed beforehand, and we have to address this because it's in the news right now, and that is cartel violence, right?
Right,
and,
right.
You know, with all the stuff going on down in Culiacan and Sinaloa cartel and stuff like that. Is it safe still to go to
concerning. Yeah, it is. It is. The cartels are not stupid. The government's stupid. Yeah, I better
be careful.
I better be careful.
Yeah, you do business down there.
The cartels are not stupid, and tourism is their bread and butter. So they actually protect the tourists, and they don't fool with the hotels and everything. So we kind of have a get-out-of-jail-free card. But they're around.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Well, I mean, just addressing that, you're talking about all the movie stars who are down there, right? And there's no issue. Like, that's their, like you just said, that's their bread and butter, and that money coming in is what, I mean, it's
that's what,
it's tough to talk about publicly, right?
Yeah.
But look at the safety that is ensued there with all the money coming in.
It's all about the money.
Yeah.
It's all about, and it's not pesos, it's dollars. And so they protect tourism. It is their bread and butter, and they're not stupid.
So what you're saying is they're protecting the path of the tourists coming in,
their investments,
and keeping it safe for the tourism.
Exactly, and to a certain
protected
degree,
in such a way.
Well, yeah, they're kind of taking over the police, and I need to be kind of careful.
Yeah, right.
But a lot of the what the police would normally do, enforcing the law and all that, sometimes the car cartel jumps in. You know, they don't tolerate the theft and all that. No more pickpockets and things like that. They take them away.
Yeah, and that's what I'm laying out.
Makes it that much safer.
Is the protection for the tourists, for the Americans?
Yeah, it's for them. Yeah. It's for the cartels. It's to their benefit, but keeping tourism alive and healthy. It benefits them, and that's what they're doing.
And that's why it's safe for a tourist to go fly down.
Yeah, no, and it really definitely is.
Yeah.
It definitely is. And that's why you see all the celebrities and all that going down there. They're very secure. It's good.
Yeah,
that's good.
They know.
It's nice to hear.
Yeah, for sure. So what's going on at the ranch right now?
Well, you know, it's a slow time of year for us, of course, and it's kind of a nice time for me. I got the place pretty much to myself. We keep the bar open and restaurant and we have rooms available. But it's been because there are more people down there all the time. I used to keep them open pretty much during the winter months because I don't want to be known as a seasonal hotel. I'd rather be a year-round
right.
hotel. And so I actually took a little loss every year. But now it's turned profitable. You know, the bar does, you know, $500 or $600 a night, and we serve meals and get a lot of walk-in.
And you get to keep your people employed and such.
Oh, yeah, and all my employees. Yeah, and, you know, that's gone on for the last 40 years.
Sure.
You know, I've actually been in business now over 40 years.
Over 40 years? Over 40. Is that right?
Yes. Rancho
Linero's been around.
Isn't that scary? Yeah.
That's pretty cool. So, you know, what's really cool, too, is Rancho Linero is still a bargain when it comes to what's surrounding the area. What is it? 3 miles down the road is the Four Seasons, $1,000 a night for a room,
it's
right?
It's more than $1,000 now. I think they start at $1,250.
And actually, the property at Rancho Leonero, the beach and everything, is way better than down there.
Way better. Yeah. In fact, it's interesting that Four Seasons, they have snorkeling tours, right?
Yeah.
That they take the boat. Lord knows how much they're paying for that snorkeling.
Don't tell me they come in front of the ranch.
Oh, yeah.
Every day. So you can literally stay at the ranch, grab your snorkel gear.
Just walk down the steps.
100 feet.
Snorkeling. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
beautiful
snorkeling.
Yeah, beautiful snorkeling. And their guides still haven't really figured out the best spots on the reef. I watch them. And it's interesting watching these people, too. You know, they have these really expensive runabouts, you know, $1 million runabouts with a big wide swim step on the back. And I'll watch them, and they're taking care of these people. And they have these great, big, beautiful towels and all that. And you'll see two or three people, and they come in really shallow a lot of the time. And they'll go off at the back, and they'll spend 10, 15 minutes in the water and come back out. And then, you know, their guides wrap them in the towel.
Yeah, yeah.
And I know what they're thinking. Okay, dove to see a Cortez.
Yeah.
Check that off my bucket list, right? It's like, come on, guys.
One of my favorite things to do at Rancho Leonero is jump aboard the paddleboard and just cruise along that reef and just check out all the fish and the rays and the different beautiful life that you see in the sea from standing up on the paddleboard.
Maybe a turtle.
Lots of turtles. Yeah, that's another thing. That's been a real success story. We have a lot more turtles than when I first went down.
Yeah.
We really do. But the water's gin clear normally, so you can just paddle around out in front, look down in there.
See all the brightly colored fish.
So many fish.
Wow. It's like the bonus of going down there, kayaking and then fishing, of course.
Yeah.
What a year this year was at the ranch. Until mid-November?
Well, it's good right now. Water's 70 degrees. It never gets much under 70, so it holds fish. It's just all about the weather, wind. But they're on days that they can get out, which are most of the days this year so far, still a very good Dorado bite. A lot of Dorado and some good-sized Dorado, 30, 40-pounders. But loads, and they're in pretty close now, too, you know. They're right off of Gary Barnes Webb's house, right in front. And then off the front of the hotel by the reef, loads of Sierra. And the bottom fishing is very, very good in the winter.
Yeah.
It's actually better in the winter than it is in the summer.
Sure. Amberjack, yellowtail, Argo.
We caught a whopper amberjack last year that was 107 pounds.
Isn't that crazy? Monster.
It was a beast.
That's worth it.
And a lot of good-sized amberjack, you know, in the 20 to 50, 60-pound range.
Wow.
We must have caught, I don't know how many, but lots.
What's the best time for rooster fish? Because I'm envisioning, Pete talked about a paddleboard, and here I've got in my mind, I could easily take a rod with me and
Fish from the shore,
right? Yeah. No, we'll paddle down.
Oh, on the paddle.
Yeah. Yeah. Why not?
Or the kayak.
Yeah. May through August, really. They're around. You know, the little peanuts are around year-round.
Yeah.
But the big ones tend to show up May, June, July, August, September.
I got you.
Yeah. But you can catch small ones year-round.
Year-round. There's loads of them around. Loads of them around.
So it is not unheard of that people catch big roosters from the beach, too.
No, not at all. On fly. A lot of them on fly. Yeah, Jeff DeBrown's our fly fishing guide. It wasn't last year, but year before last, I think they had a 90-some pounder on the fly off the beach.
That's huge.
Huge.
I mean, how big do they get? That's a monster.
Well, they get 100, low hundreds.
Yeah. Do they really get that big?
The world record, I think, is 117.
Oh, wow.
Like And they're really a cool
beautiful fish
because they're a shallow water feeder.
Yeah.
And they stay up top and they fight. It's interesting how they fight, too. You can catch them off the beach because they run parallel to the beach.
They'll run right up on the beach sometimes.
They don't run out. They run parallel to the beach. So you'll see an angler running up and down the beach to keep line on his reel. And you know he's got a big fish when you see a guy sprinting up and down the beach holding the rod up, trying to keep it on.
Oh, cool.
Some fun.
No, it's
very visual, you know.
Corey, it's right up your alley.
All right.
But it's not just roosters. Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of jacks and other fishes you can catch right off the beach.
I can't believe I've never been there.
I know.
I don't know.
Fine.
I
have
no idea.
Yeah.
So you better
you need to
do
get
it.
Down there.
Time.
It's just one of those things that I haven't checked on.
And it's right. The cool thing about Rancho Leonero is it's right in our backyard between Alaska flights out of L.A., out of San Diego, and then, of course, Volaris, and also, what's the other airline, Viva, that fly down to Cabo San Lucas out of...
Yeah, Viva's not bad.
Viva's
not bad. It's a brand new airplane.
Kind of like Spirit or no?
Seats are kind of narrow, but you know, that's the only thing.
Yeah.
And a lot less money than Alaska normally.
Yeah. And, well, you can fly. Geez, Brandon told me that he flew to Cabo this week for $79.
Each way.
Each way.
Wow. Yeah.
I flew up on Friday, $119.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Right?
I paid way too much.
Yeah.
But I don't want to diss Alaska, but Alaska was $700 one way.
Wow.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And to mess with customs and do all that, I mean, to fly domestic out of Tijuana is...
It really is easier.
It's the way to do it.
Yeah. And for those that have never done the CBX...
Oh, my gosh.
So easy. And it's better than ever now. They expanded it.
It's beyond expanded. They grew four times the size. They may have, increased business double or triple, but they've five times built the place over.
Yeah, they have.
So it's less busy, actually.
Yeah. And U.S. Customs, too. They have a lot more booths and a lot more agents. I went through on Friday, and there was nobody in there.
There must
have been 12 booths, 12 agents sitting there waiting.
I have to laugh with you, John. I have Century, and I went through, Global Entry, and went through, and there was seven of us in line for Global Entry. And nobody
in line for the other one.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, that's funny.
And they do a real good job. They run you through pretty
super
darn fast. And there used to be a problem in the past, and they solved
it. No,
and it works well. It's actually easier. If you fly international out of the international terminal at the airport, then for some reason over there you can't use the boarding pass on your phone. You got to get a paper one over there. Lord knows why. And also you have to fill out a tracking form. There's all kinds of forms that you have to fill out before you go. And then as often as not, when you go to the gate, you don't go directly onto the airplane. They put you in a bus and they bus you out somewhere and all that. And there's none of that in the domestic.
Yeah.
You know,
Brandon was talking about that yesterday. He said he flew down on Volaris and then flew back domestic, and he said he had to go through the domestic terminal. It was horrible. The international terminal.
Well, he saw the international. Yeah, he saw the international terminal, and it was a bunch of cackling noise.
Yeah, it's huge.
Busy, yeah.
And it's Cabo. I mean, they're constantly building on the international terminal.
Yeah.
It'll never end, and it's so busy.
There's so many people
it's
there.
It's so busy.
Yeah, versus the domestic terminal.
Yeah.
It's way easier for those that live in the proximity of CBX, but still going out of L.A., you know, or Orange County, flies nonstop to
Chicago. You know, if you have a family of four or five, and you consider the savings on the air, it's worth driving down and parking and going across.
It's worth the hour and a half drive by far.
You can park right there for $20 a day.
And you can save yourself a bunch of money. You know, family of four, well over $1,000.
Yeah.
You know, and what the heck. It's worth the drive.
No, it's
simple.
It's an easy game and very, very safe. And Tijuana Airport's actually a nice airport.
It is. And it's not as busy and you know, they have Johnny Rocket in there and they've got
they have a wine bar.
They have a wine bar.
Yeah, they have all kinds of stuff.
I know where Pete's had before.
They have a club and stuff like that too. Yeah. They have all the amenities that any U.S. airport would have.
And clean.
For sure.
And clean.
Very clean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You do a good job.
As you can hear, we have a great show lined up for today. Lots to talk about here with John Ireland from Rancho Leonero.
Lots of fun, Pete. And just being in studio with John, like I said, my heart rate's dropped a couple notches.
Yeah.
Talking cool fishing, talking a cool place like Baja. And if you want to join us, 213-432-1090 is the telephone number. Or you can text us via the app. I know we talked about it. The show from New Year went up just on Friday. So if you didn't get to hear it during the week, you can jump on there and get that. But that's also the way to text us via the app there. And, again, we're giving away, a really cool package, Pete, you put together here.
Yeah.
For one lucky caller or one lucky texter, we're going to have John flip that coin. He's holding it right now. There it is. He just flipped it. We're going to flip it at the end of this show there to determine whether it's going to a lucky caller or lucky texter. And we're giving away a $75 gift card for your choice of Dana Landing, East County, or the Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle. A $50 certificate to Cal's Custom Reels. You can do whatever you want there for $50. And a 2023 Bill Varney CCA calendar. So a nice package, three items there. To one lucky caller or texter, again, 213-432-1090 is the telephone number. Text us via the app. We're going to be right back. More from Rancho Leonero and John Ireland when we return on the Let's Talk a Kebab, the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Long-range fishing, nothing beats Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. Come check out the Shimano Talica, the pinnacle of lever drag two-speed reels. The Talica features Shimano's Hagani body. When throwing jigs, the Shimano Trinidad is your top choice. With the extreme cranking power and Shimano's Super Free Spool provides extreme castability. You'll be able to put your jig in the Wahoo Zone. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing offers half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the Liberty. Many trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Hi, I'm Bart Hall, and I'm here to announce the return of the Hall Family Shows to Southern California. 2023 will see the first Hall Family Show in San Diego in 4 years, the first Hall Family Show in California in 3 years, and the first outdoor recreation show in Southern California in 2023. It will be the Bart Hall Show, February 16th to 19th at the Del Mar Fairgrounds, and it's going to be spectacular. Then we move to the Bart Hall Show, March 29th to April 2nd at the Long Beach Convention Center. Since 1946, millions of happy family memories have been made at this show, and more will be made this year. We thank Turner's Outdoorsmen for sponsoring our 75th anniversary celebration. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Bart Hall Shows, presented by Progressive. And remember,
it's a whale of a show.
Here's the hot tip on the best fishing L.A. has to offer, 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. They are home to L.A.'s finest open party fleet, including overnight on the Freedom, Catalina Freelance on the Pursuit, half-day trips on the Monte Carlo, and three-quarter-day trips on the Sea Angler. For your own private charter, we have the Outrider and True Line available. There's always plenty of free parking and a fully stocked tackle store. 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. Call 310-832-8304 or on the web at 22ndstreet.com.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And, man, I just love being in studio with John. It's so cool.
Yeah.
And if you want to join us, 213, there is an open line, 213-432-1090. That's yours right now. We're giving away a cool package, $75 gift card to Dana Landing, Neese County, or Lemon Grove, your choice there where you want to spend it. $50 certificate to Cal's Custom Reels and a 2023 Bill Varney calendar.
Nice.
Which John's flipping through right now, looking at all the cool pictures.
We have tons and tons of texts coming through, and we have some calls coming through. But as we always say, you always have a better shot at getting through on the phone line. So you definitely want to try that. 213-432-1090. Speaking of phone lines, we have Bart Hall on the line with the Bart Hall Shows. Good morning, Bart.
Good morning, Bart.
Good morning, Mark.
Good morning. How are you today?
Great.
Doing well. Looking forward to the shows.
We can always count on hearing from Bart when John's on, right?
Well, that's because John runs my favorite hotel on planet Earth. And of all the things you talked about, the thing that I like the best is to have a day of fishing. And no matter how that goes, and it always goes well, you come in, you take a shower, you go by the pool, you have a cocktail or a cerveza, and then all of a sudden you get dressed and you come to dinner and you sit outside and you watch the sun go down over the Sea of Cortez, and it gets orange and pink and gorgeous and the weather's perfect and it is just the greatest place ever, and I have hundreds of pictures of me and my crew and my friends all sitting there enjoying dinner, often with John and Jennifer, and it is just the most, if you've never been there, Corey, this is the most spectacular thing you can imagine. And Corey, yeah. I have a challenge for you. If you can catch a rooster fish bigger than mine, then I will buy you and your lovely wife dinner with a really good bottle of wine on me. So you got to chat.
How about that? That's going to be quite an achievement, Bart.
The one you caught is like one of the biggest I've ever seen.
Yeah, that's a jumbo for
and
sure.
And not just one either. Bart's got a number of big ones.
I used to think they didn't get bigger than 15 pounds. You know, and John said, "Oh no, they get." So then we got 30s, then we got 40s, then we got 60s, and the one I caught was the same length as the 65-pounder I caught, but it was so much fatter. And the guy who was with us that day said it was the biggest rooster fish he's ever seen, and he fished there for 40 years.
Wow. So, how big? Did he estimate 80, 90 pounds?
90, something? But between 90 and 100, you know.
I think your bet's pretty safe there, Bart. I don't know.
I think so. But here's my problem.
It could happen, though.
Is I just love fishing, and I love action, and I don't need a 90-pounder. Yeah. I'd be happy catching 10-pounders.
10-pounders,
you know?
Yeah. They're fun. They pull hard, and they're very aggressive.
My secondary problem is, Bart, is I get lost in the environment and in the scenery and just having a good time.
Yeah.
Well, you'll love it there, then. I'll tell you. The environment and the scenery there is spectacular. Yeah. And now you can drive down to Los Brios and, you know, it's just so much fun. I like to play golf, so John was able to, last time I was there, rent a car from the place, and we from the ranch, and we drove down into town, Jenny and I, and we played golf, and came back, he turned the car in. It was just so easy, so comfortable, so safe, so beautiful.
And such a contrast from Cabo, right?
Oh, well, you know, my family's been going to Cabo, you know, for a very long time. My mother's father used to go down there, and they'd park in the yacht, the Goodwill, out in their friends owned it, and they'd sit out there in the harbor, and they'd fish in the harbor, and the cannery was there, and there was only one hotel. And that was nice. It was old Mexico. Well, Cabo's not old Mexico anymore. You want old Mexico, you need to go to Rancho Leonero. That is, it's just so, so different. There's no comparison between the two, in my opinion.
Thanks, Bart. It is unique, you know, and it's kind of the last of the old dying breed. It really is. And the Mexicans love it. It's kind of ironic because I have dual citizenship, but I'm a gringo. And the fact that I'm the one that has the oldest existing Mexican-style hotel is interesting.
Kind of funny, huh?
Yeah, it is. It's ironic. Yeah. And so we have all the politicians come. It's all the Mexicans' favorite hotel.
Really?
So we got a lot.
How cool is that? I mean, that's saying a lot right there.
Yeah, the last five or six governors, you know, they come. And now I've got them piled up every Easter, two or three of them coming. Plant down on the beach and park out. Yeah,
no better place to be.
It really is the old original style, and it's the last of the. It really is.
It's
unique. There's not any other.
Yeah, especially in that area of south of La Paz.
All right.
It's like the last
There's nobody on the European plan anymore. We're the only last of that. I kind of hung on.
Which means meals included.
Right. The other hotels, they aspire to be a Hyatt or a Hilton, and that's what they're going for. And it was easy for me just to fall back and go with all the old original game plan. Keep it simple, and that's what we've tried to do, and keep the old original flavor and style. So, but that's us. But it's unique. There's no one else doing it anymore. Yeah. We really are the last.
That's true. Yeah. Hey, Bart, so tell us about the shows. How are they shaping up? They're coming up fast here, right?
Are they?
Well,
let's put it to you this way. Jenny and I literally work 7 days a week. We are going to church this morning, and so that is our respite from work. But other than that, she gets up in the middle of the night, 3 o'clock, and remembers things and has to get stuff done. And it's, you know, we're doing three shows. We got the Pomona, a boat show in Pomona, then we have Del Mar, and then we have Long Beach. So the volume of work has been enormous. But, you know, some of my old team has come back in the last couple of weeks, and so that's been really nice because we've been having to teach everyone new stuff. Hard working folks. You know, and Pat McDonald is working his tail off, you know, and this my buddy Jim McComb and Bill Varney's working, and we're really working hard, and it's coming good. And I was so proud of I was so happy that Shimano joined us just really 10 days ago, and they will have the largest displays they have ever had at a whole family show. It is just remarkable what they've committed to. So we're very, very excited about that, and we're just really happy. It's all going really, really well.
That's awesome. So the Pomona Boat Show is coming up here in a couple of weeks, right?
Yeah, January 20th to the 22nd. I'm going to send you a bunch of commercials this week, and one of them is the Pomona Boat Show. You'll get to hear that one.
Okay. Yeah. And then Del Mar comes up in February. What are the dates?
February 16th to 19th. And that is just coming together so good. I mean, you know, you'll walk in and you'll see all the boats in the O'Brien building, and you walk through the canopy and you'll see everything that you've always seen in the Bing Crosby Hall, and you go into the tent, and the accurate seminar room is there, and everything. And then you go in, and the first thing you'll see is Western Auto News to your left, and the Shimano, and then Rancho Leonero standing right there. And the biggest row of Eastern Sierra that we have ever had. It's just huge. I need to thank my sponsors. I need to thank Akuma's the Bass Tank, and Daiwa for the Nearshore Saltwater, and Accurate for the main seminar stage, and Rancho Leonero as a sponsor. And we want to thank the Mammoth Lake for the Kids Fish Free Trout Fund in there, and Hobie for the Hobie Kayak Fishing Seminar stuff. And I know I'm going to leave somebody out and get in trouble here. Just a second.
Yeah.
But and Fisherman's Landing and Ram Trucks for the Ultimate Air Dogs and the San Diego County Ford Dealers for the Paul Bunyan Lumberjack Show. And, okay, you know, it's just...
All the good stuff is going to be there. That's fantastic.
The Great American Duck Race is a new sponsor this year from Convict Lake Resort. And a guy named John Petty, they're sponsoring the Great American Duck Races, and we'll have the kids casting outside with Brian Young and casting in the city, and quite a bit of fly fishing, with more than we've had in the past, and some more overland than we've had in the past.
Wow.
It's not the one section I want, but it's more than we've had. So it's going to be really, really nice. Del Mar is going to be best ever.
It's getting real. And John Rancho Leonero will be at both Del Mar Bart Hall Show as well as the Long Beach Bart Hall
Absolutely,
Show.
Absolutely,
right?
Yeah. I'm happy. I'm so happy that we finally have the shows back. It's big for the ranch.
Yeah.
It really, really is. You know, starts our season off and gives us an opportunity to meet everybody in the industry. It's going to be good, Bart. I'm looking forward to it. Thank you.
Thank you, Josh.
Show season is here. Bart Hall, great to hear from you. And then I'm sure right after Long Beach at the end of March, there'll be a trip to Rancho Leonero soon after that.
I can only imagine.
Yeah. Come on, Bart.
It isn't going to take long.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, Bart, great to hear from you. Good luck with putting all the shows together, and I'm sure we'll talk to you very soon.
Thank you, guys. Thank all of you. Remember that bet there, Corey.
I know.
Yeah. Hey, a lot of great texts. Corey, you have one there?
I do. And it comes from Jeff in Huntington Beach. And he says he's already fished at the ranch. He says, awesome resort. But he says, good morning. Do you have any groups that come out for dive trips? And what's the best time of the year? And are there any dive shops close by?
Yeah, a good question. We have a lot of divers that come through the hotel. And there are dive shops at Puma. Puma's changed a little bit. Pete and I have been diving Puma for a long time.
Before it was popular.
Way before it was popular. I'm probably the oldest gringo, white guy, I've been diving it. I was diving it in the early 70s. Before it was a park. Bob Van Wormer and I helped found the park.
So incredible.
Yeah, we did. It was a state park, and he and I both ponied up bucks, and because it was getting...
Predated.
It was crazy what was going on. So we were the ones that actually started. So, yeah, I'm an old-timer. And I was one of the predators in the early days. I used to hunt on the reef. And it's beautiful diving. Getting back to your question, there are dive shops. There are a number of dive shops, five or six dive shops, right, that are all good, accredited, right there on Pomo at the park, on the beach there. And we make arrangements. We get reservations for you. They have full equipment. You know, they have the BCs and literally everything you need. You know, wetsuit, mask and fins if you need it. Literally everything. And they do a real good job. And it's very popular now. It's changed a lot.
Very popular. A lot of the people that go to the Four Seasons, Cabo and stuff, they go in there.
Right.
If you don't have reservations well in advance, especially in the prime times of like September, October,
you're not going to get in.
No, yeah.
They reserve specific times for specific spots on the reef.
You can go into the reef like from 11:20 to 12:15 is your time on the reef, and then you got to get off.
That sounds regimented, right? But
it's
not. It's not.
Well,
but it allows you to be there with the most minimal amount of people.
What it does is it just shows you how special it is.
Yeah.
And what a special dive it is. And the word's gone out, and it's very, very popular. And when you talk about a specific reservation on a specific, there's probably seven or eight really good dive spots on the reef. So you reserve a spot at these individual spots.
Yes,
and then to
lessen the impact on the wildlife, the fish, and such like that, they close spots. Like you can't dive that spot today, but this spot because this spot is closed today.
They're doing
but
a
you
good
can
job.
Dive this spot. They're doing a good job of managing it with the number of divers that are there. I dive it every year, and it is spectacular. I dive all over the world, and it is one
world
of the most
class,
spectacular dives to see big fish.
Yeah.
I mean, you're cruising along with giant grouper and Pargo.
And millions of jacks.
Yeah, just schools like everywhere. Jacks, it's unbelievable.
Jacks, like I know, clouds.
I know this stat. It's the, and I've never been there and I have no idea, but I know this stat. It's the most northern eastern Pacific coral reef.
Yeah, it is. Yes, it is. Yes. It's very, very unique.
And it's the largest coral reef on the west coast of a major continent.
How crazy is that?
Because most of the, almost all of the major reefs are on eastern coasts of major continents.
Right. Think about it.
Florida, Australia, Great Barrier Reef, that kind of stuff.
And you know what? There's some, what's interesting is it's really, and it's an awesome dive, but it's an easy dive too. The max depth is about 50 feet. There's some spots where you can get down deeper, but everything you want to see is 40, 50 feet down. And what they do is they drop you off upstream, you know, up current. And you drop it, and then you just swim with the current.
How cool is that? And they pick you up at the other end.
They pick you up at the other end.
Wow.
So you hardly have to kick. You know, the exercise factor's not huge, but it's special.
Let me ask you this. For somebody that likes to snorkel and just have a good time snorkeling and to take my wife and go snorkeling, is there...
Right in front of the hotel.
Well, but let's say that you wanted to be slightly adventurous other than just going straight down from your hotel room. Is there... Like a car, could you rent a car? And are there places along the beach or a quad?
If you go up to Pescadero, but not Pomo. A car is not going to work for you. I mean, you could dive along that jetty, you know, when you first get into the reef. But the really good snorkeling is it's on the point on the other side, on the Fraley's side, and you can't get in there with a car. So you really have to access it with a boat.
And I'm not positive about this, but I think in order to dive in the park, you have to be with, whether it be snorkeling or dive, you have to be with a guide.
A
certified guide. But they do have, I know all the dive shops down there also have, in addition to scuba diving tours, they have snorkel tours.
And they have combinations too. Yeah. You know,
and it's about, an hour from the ranch by car?
Yes,
just rent a car at the ranch, drive down there?
Just about an hour. We can and we'll arrange everything for you. We'll make reservations if you let us know ahead of time. And a lot of guests do it, and I highly recommend it. Go for it.
Yeah, it's really fun. Here's another great question from Rory in Lakeside. Good morning, guys. Also nice to hear John's voice on the radio. My question about bottom fishing out there. What can you expect fishing deeper water? Is there grouper down at the ranch? Will they eat a swim bait? Like an MC.
Absolutely. And there's a lot of, there's grouper, a big amberjack, big pargo, cabrilla. It's loaded with fish on the bottom. Very, very good bottom fishing. And it's, for us, it's an option. If the pelagics aren't biting, it's not good, or people are looking for something a little different. I think Bart Hall is a perfect example. He's interested in catching as many different species as he can in a day or over the course of his trip, and stays inside, you know, where all the bottom fishing is, and doesn't go outside. But the bottom fishing is always good, and it's always a fallback option for us. If it's slow outside, you can go inside and just knock them dead. We just mentioned earlier, we had an amberjack over 100 pounds. It was 107. And it's not unusual to have pargo in the 40 to 50-pound range, you know, the big dog-tooth snapper.
Yeah, you had a lot of big pargo last year.
A lot of big ones. Yeah. And a lot of big amberjack.
And the guides know how to catch these fish, especially the pungeros. And what's one thing about Rancho Leonero that's different than a lot of the other East Cape resorts is you specialize in super pungas.
Yeah, we do. We've got a bunch of super pungas and a bunch of really good captains. These guys fish 200 days a year.
Oh, yeah.
They fish a lot.
Yeah.
And they love it. And there are, God knows how many generations fishermen. There are 10, 15 generation. You know, they were subsistence fishermen. Their grandfather, great-grandfather and I were subsistence fishermen. And so they have fishing in their blood. These guys know how to fish.
Wow, how cool, John. Hey, we're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup. Taking your calls, taking your texts, and more when we return on the Let's Talk Hookup app, the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
This is Pete, and I hear it all the time. That Jim and Mary at Poway Valley Collision are amazing. I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, mentioned Let's Talk Hookup, and they gave us VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. At some point, your car will need a body repair, and I'm confident in saying it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your next car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. When you take your car or truck to Poway Valley Collision, the job and experience will be top-notch. Get it fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check powayvalleycollision.com.
Hey guys, this is Ali Husseini from Local Knowledge and BD Outdoors. I'm a lucky guy in so many ways, and one thing I'm really grateful for is my little brother, Yosef. Yosef is not only a fellow angler, but he's also an amazing realtor that specializes in helping us in the angling community find the ultimate home. If you own a home, get a free no-obligation evaluation online now by typing in SoCalHomeEval.com. That's SoCalHomeEval.com. All you do is put in your address, and you'll get a home value report immediately sent to your email. No pressure, no obligations, just answers. Yosef is the SoCal real estate go-to guy. He's helped me and so many of my fellow fishing buddies find what they're looking for in a home. He knows anglers and he understands the real estate market. Not only that, but he's also a really nice guy. How many brothers can you say that about? Go to SoCalHomeEval.com and find out where you stand in the real estate market and then get with Yosef and find your ultimate home. Again, go to SoCalHomeEval.com and we'll see you on the water.
The state-of-the-art long-range sport fishing vessel, the Independence, delivers the top quality, comfort, and fishability you look for in a long-range boat. Veteran captains Mark Pisano and Paul Strasser built this incredible 112-foot vessel with the most modern technology and luxurious comfort available. Once you go on the Independence, you'll be back. Call Independence Sports Fishing at 619-226-6006 or check IndependenceSportFishing.com.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time in here with John Ireland.
Talking Baja.
Toronto.
Yeah, we have just scratched the surface. And you want to get through, ask a question. We have line open, 213-432-1090. Open right now. You have a chance to win. Thanks to Steve Pinard, our buddy over at Dana Landing, East County Bait and Tackle, and Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle. $75 to go on a shopping spree at any of his three great tackle shops and a $50 certificate to go get your reel fixed at the Ultimate Guy, Cal's two-speed reels, and the Bill Barney 2023 calendar. So great package there. If you want to get through, your chances right now at 213-432-1090. That was biting, Corey.
Yes, and it's sponsored by other than Summit Gasoline, and it's low gas prices. Your car, truck, or boat only at gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. California fish ice is 24 hours a day. Pretty cool. And here's so snacks. Free ice, John. How about that one? 100 pounds of free ice with a minimum of 35 gallons. And that's only at Summit Gasoline. Go hi to Major Martha and the friendly staff. And they really are friendly, too. They're not just words here. Much more than low gas prices. Step in and... For your boat, it's so easy to get in and out of there.
Easy.
Super
and you get 100 pounds of free ice. And in fact, if you only need a bag or two, I'm sure Martha would take care of you,
too.
Yeah, she'd take care of Let's Talk a good listener, tell you that. The best part is, I mean, low gas prices.
Yes.
Like, you know.
It's
right there along Costco.
Safe to say it's lower than Costco.
A lot of times. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. So Summit Gasoline right next to the San Diego Sports Arena in San Diego. Let's find out what's biting down for Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. Captain Brian Woolley from Dana Wharf. Good morning, Brian.
Hey, Brian.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you guys this morning?
Great. Hey, welcome back. Good, Happy New Year. We haven't talked to you for a whole year.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been a couple weeks.
Yeah,
be here with you guys. Yeah, thanks for that. Well, hey, like you said, dude, 2023, we kind of like transitioned out of that rockfish mode. And now our three-quarter day trips are, you know, focusing on that sculpin. It's like, gosh, it's like the only thing that's open besides bass now with these weird closures. But, you know, it's been good catching as we've made those adjustments. The best zones for us on these three-quarter day trips have been in those areas off San Onofre and Camp Pendleton, like that low relief, hard bottom has been kicking out plenty of fish. The rubber lures fished on a dropper loop have been great at targeting only the sculpin, which, you know, that's a task in and of itself, fishing an area that's loaded with rockfish and trying to catch one particular species of fish. The reds and the pinks have been the best colors on those lures, and those guys that have just, you know, kind of figured it out have had no problem with their five fish limit. You know, it's been a relatively simple task. So we're seeing some nice white fish as well on the squid. The squid strips, but, you know, in those areas with that rockfish, we have had to descend a few of those rockfish for those guys trying to catch some of that whitefish. But good fishing there for us. The half-day guys seeing some bass action on the sinker setups. Believe it or not, still with this 58-degree water on the live sardines. More whitefish for them as well, and some more of that sculpin. And then the catch and release on that sheephead as well, since we're in that zero-take time frame with those fish. Hoopnet trips on the Real Fun. They've had some charters over the last week or two in the evening going out there hoop netting. They've had some good success on that. It's 20 fish or 20 lobster on one of their last trips with 70, 80 of those shorts in the mix as well. So some good action. I think things are going to have to reset, though, after the swell. So hopefully their next trip they have some success there, too. But that's been good to watch. And then finally, you know, our halibut derby is underway now for 2023. We kicked it off on Friday in that huge swell. And as you can imagine, you know, we didn't see much success out there on Friday. The water was just brown and churned up from that swell. Everything was washed out in the zones where we really wanted to get the boat in some of those shallows where we've seen some and heard some good reports. But those guys are back out today on the Sun Fun. So hopefully they're able to, you know, get the boat in some of those zones that we wanted to be on Friday and they can get some shots of some fish there. So that's pretty much been it for us for the last couple weeks, just kind of status quo at it. I will tell you, reservations, if you want to come fishing with us, are important this time of year. Not really to save yourself a spot on the boat, but to help us, you know, get to that number to get the boat off the dock. So call the landing, make those reservations. You can book online as well. It's super simple. You can check us out at danawharf.com. All your booking and all that can go through there, or you can call our office. We can take your reservation over the phone. Our number here, 949-496-5794.
Hey, Brian, a question. So when rockfish season in California waters kicks back in April 1st, these new regulations where you can fish deeper, how's that going to change your mode?
So for us, it all depends on where the state has their 50-fathom line, right? You have to be outside their 50-fathom line. And in a lot of areas, that 50-fathom line isn't in 50 fathoms. It's some zones it's shallower, some zones it's deeper. So it will definitely affect us in some areas. I plotted it last week, some of those waypoints. Some of the areas that we're currently fishing, you know, when it's open, will still remain open. So it will affect us in some areas. Where it's going to really affect us is when it reopens again, I think in that September 15th deal, you know, we'll be relegated. Because, again, once you have that rockfish on your boat, the way the regs were, you're not going to be able to go back inside that 50-fathom line to target bass or something else like that. So
yeah,
just know where you're at on the calendar and know where you're at on your chart plotter, and you should be safe and good to go. So
it's a little complicated, but the cool thing is that for those of us that like to fish deep and more productive waters, that's kind of cool, huh?
You can for sure. You got to be tackle prepared and, you know, hope that your bait doesn't come off your two hooks.
Yeah, use an MC swim bait and it won't come off.
There you go.
There you go. Hey, thanks, so. Captain. Appreciate it very much. And we'll talk to you next Sunday.
All right. Thanks for the time, guys. Have a great week. We'll see you later.
Yeah, all right. Very good stuff for sure.
While we're waiting for Gundy, you have a great text, huh?
Yeah, I do. It's from Kenny in El Cajon. He says, good morning, John. He says, my fishing buddy and I are thinking about a trip to Rancho Leonero and would like to bring our wives that don't fish. How many days are a typical stay, and can you help us with a few pointers to sell the wives on making the trip and making it a fishing destination, too?
Well, all the wives really enjoy the ranch. You know, there's no saying the guys, what will happen is the guys will come down for years solo with their buddies, and their wives finally talk them into a trip, or they decide to bring their wives, and then from then on, they have to bring their wives every trip.
So right.
There's a double-edged sword there. The women really enjoy it. There's plenty to do. You know, we've got 2 miles of private beachfront there, and walking up and down, we've got paddleboarding, great snorkeling, as we've mentioned. We've got trips to town, shopping trips. A lot of nice restaurants to go to in town.
Quads, horseback rides.
Yeah, the quads are really, really popular. We have horseback riding. There's lots to do. And the time goes very fast for everybody. And I'd say the average stay is 4 or 5 nights is probably our average stay. You know, 5 or 6 days.
Sure. And it's an easy 4 or 5 nights because it's so close. It's an hour and 45-minute flight.
It's easy to
from
get
from Tijuana, a 2-hour flight from LAX. I mean, it's
yeah, and an
easy.
Hour from the airport to the hotel.
Yeah.
And lots of flights going in and out, so you can kind of fit it to your time schedule. Time goes by pretty fast, and the women really do enjoy it. No question about it.
Yeah. Sounds so peaceful.
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
Well, hey. It's a nice trip. Yeah. The wives will enjoy it.
Well, let's jump back on the phones, Corey.
Let's do it. How about Carl? Carl Cohn from Lakeside. Good morning. Appreciate you joining us this morning.
Good morning. Yeah, enjoy listening to you guys every morning, or Saturday and Sunday. My question's for John. I'm going on a trip at the end of June to Rancho Leonero, and my question is, I know we don't need to bring rods, I might bring a 2-speed reel, but my question's on the tackle. What kind of lures should I bring, and also bringing fish back on Valero? Those are my two questions.
Lars, good morning, Carl. As far as bringing fish back, it's not a problem. You know, you have your ice chest. We process it for you and deep freeze it. And
you might bring yourself some Ziploc bags.
Yeah, bring your own Ziploc bags, but we'll take care of it from there. And your own, if you don't have an ice chest, we'll supply it. We have them, and we have the real good cardboard ones, or we have regular ice chests that we sell you at our cost, which are $30-$40. So it's easy and it's doable, and it's interesting. You know, you see sport fishing. Not many, if you go to Hawaii, you don't get to keep your fish anymore. Now everybody loads up, and we do have plenty of fish, and that's not a problem for you. As far as bringing tackle goes, I bring, we have problems keeping Rapalas because they're fragile and they get banged up. Bring some Rapalas, and if you have a favorite, we have plenty of rods down there. So bring your favorite reel down, but don't carry it on. You're going to have to pack it and check it if it has line on it.
In other words, bring your reel with fresh line on it,
right.
Pack it in your check bag, and then use the rods at Rancho Leonero.
Yeah.
Will avoid you from having to check a rod tube, which is an additional cost.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
And a lot of our anglers do.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's a great way. That's what I do. That's a great way to go.
And it's more fun to have some of your own equipment. We have great equipment. All our reels are accurate.
Yeah.
And we've got very good equipment, so you don't need to bring anything. But it's always great to fish with your own stuff as much as you can.
Is it a necessity to, say I'm coming down, I want to use 2 of your rods? Is it?
No, you don't have to make.
No reservation.
We have gobs with so many rods.
Because
that's not a problem.
I mean, traveling with a rod tube, I'll admit, could be a pain in the rear, right?
No, it isn't. It's expensive.
Yeah.
And it's expensive as well.
And a pain. One good thing, going through CVX now, I think you noticed with the Valeris desk up front there now, through the CVX, you don't have to go down to the main terminal anymore.
Which is great.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Huge.
That's a big deal.
Because
with a rod tube before, if you had a rod tube or a surfboard or golf clubs or whatever, you had to exit into the main terminal in Tijuana, and then that cost you some extra time.
It was an extra level.
They made it a lot easier.
A lot easier.
They're streamlined.
Yeah. But as far as bringing fish home in a cooler, or whether you bring a cooler down yourself, or you can get those boxes with the styrofoam thing, it's so easy. You might consider bringing a roll of duct tape in your checked bag with you just to seal it once you get to the airport. Don't seal it before you get to the airport because they're going to want to open it, and then they'll seal it at the airport.
Right.
And whether it be Valeris, Alaska, Southwest, whatever airline. line, you want to fly, it's routine down there.
A lot of people bring their own ice chest. You know, they'll fill it full,
right.
Go to Costco and fill it full of goodies and perishables,
right.
And all that, and then pack it with fish on the way home.
Right.
But we do have them, and we either have the boxes, like you mentioned, or we'll have ice chests, and we buy hundreds of ice chests.
Yeah.
So we'll sell you a brand new ice chest at our cost. So
sounds pretty simple. Hey, we're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookah. More of all this cool talk in Baja and the Rancho Lanero when we return on the Let's Talk Hookah app, the Mightier 1090 and ESPN Radio.
Thank you.
Are you passionate about fishing and the great outdoors, but not quite sure where to go? Look no further than Queen Charlotte Safaris in pristine British Columbia, Canada. Hello, this is Valerie Hopewich. There's so many reasons to join us on your next fishing adventure. A few of the highlights are fishing in protected, calm waters. Very important. Quality snook salmon run all season long. After you've caught your salmon, we're going to go out for the great Pacific halibut, lean cod, rockfish, and Dungeness crab. Our beautiful lodge overlooks Shingle Bay and Sandspit, and it's so easy to get to. Fly from almost any airport into Vancouver and then on to Sandspit. Fish processing, your fishing license, your gear, all included. Just bring that fishing arm and that smile. Let our chef pamper you with amazing meals while our staff gives you wonderful hospitality, all included in your Queen Charlotte Safaris package. Give me a call on our toll-free number 1-877-815-2892 or go to our website, qcsafaris.com.
When I get back to the dock from a fishing trip, I need to get caught up. And your San Diego County Ford dealers have a perfect solution. The Ford F-150 truck with available interior work surface to put your laptop, paperwork, and more. This is just one of the many useful features Ford has built into this amazing truck. Get behind the wheel of a Ford F-150 truck with an available interior work surface. Visit your San Diego County Ford dealer to learn more. They'll be glad to hook you up.
In America, the future belongs to everyone. So we built the vehicles of the future for everyone. Command the road with built Ford Tough trucks. Gear up and head out in a Ford SUV. Or check out Ford's adventurous new lineup like Bronco, Bronco Sport, and Maverick. Order your perfect truck or SUV built for you by you. Or get big cash back, low APR, and exclusive lease offers at your local Ford stores, where the future is for everyone.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
Shimano has done it again. An amazing lever drag two-speed reel at an affordable price. It's Speedmaster 2. The extremely durable, high-performance Speedmaster 2 with high maximum drag power and a smooth, ultra-wide range of drag adjustability is an absolute fish-fighting machine. Its rigid Hagani body prevents misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest loads. Plus, a spare drag cam is included for optimal use with monofilament lines. The Speedmaster is now available in four models, 12, 16, 20, and 25. This is the perfect reel for the angler looking for a powerful, lightweight, smooth casting reel for tuna or other powerful saltwater game fish at a more affordable price. Nothing in its class can match the Shimano Speedmaster 2, built to provide high-end performance and dependability in a compact, lightweight frame. Get the Shimano Speedmaster 2 lever drag reel at your local Shimano dealer. Check Shimano.com for all the details.